This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's a moment many doubted would ever come, but Senate Democrats are now poised to pass their massive health care bill on Christmas Eve. In the end, all 60 members of the Democratic caucus close ranks behind the bill. And the man getting the credit for pulling it off? The leader of the Democrats, Nevada's Harry Reid. NPR's David Wellna has this look at how Reid handled this big test of his leadership.
Majority Leader Harry Reid got a hero's welcome yesterday as he walked into a rally at the Capitol. Those applauding were healthcare advocates gathered for an early celebration of the all-but-certain passage tomorrow of the Senate healthcare bill. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin told them the 60 votes Reid rounded up were such a gift that Christmas will be anticlimactic.
Harry Reid has the patience of Job, the wisdom of Solomon, and the endurance of Samson. He has hung in there day after day, has put this together, and he is about to achieve what has eluded so many majority leaders going back over half a century. Truly, with the passage of this bill, Harry Reid will have earned his place in the Senate's history.
Reid, as usual, tried deflecting the praise, saying he was simply batting cleanup.
I appreciate the nice words everyone has said to me, but by the time that this thing got to me, most of the hard work had been done.
Reid also sought to shoot down Republican charges that he'd simply pursued a win for Democrats.
This fight isn't about politics. It isn't about partisanship. It's about people, real people.
Indeed, it has been about people. People like Senator Joe Lieberman. He's the Connecticut Independent who threatened to join a GOP filibuster of the health care bill because he strongly opposed the public option Reid had included in his first version of the legislation. Lieberman says Reid knew where he stood.
He called me before the motion to proceed to the debate on health care reform, said that he had to include the public option in his merged bill. I knew I was against it, but hoped I would vote to start the debate. And I said, of course I will. But I said, Harry, if it's still in there, I have to do everything I can to get it out.
Connecticut's other senator, Christopher Dodd, led the Health Committee's drafting of a health care bill, one that did include a public option. Dodd says Reid agonized over how to lock in 60 votes.
I remember several conversations where the first words out of his mouth were, this bill's dead. And we'd have to regroup and spend hours going back over ground. And that happened more times than I'd care to recall.
In the end, Reid removed the public option and won Lieberman's support. Another holdout, Nebraska's Ben Nelson, got the tougher guidelines on abortion he'd sought, as well as a promise that the federal government would permanently pay for an expansion of Medicaid in Nebraska. On Saturday, the day Nelson announced he'd be the 60th vote for Democrats, Reid defended granting concessions to garner support.
I don't know if there is a senator that doesn't have something in this bill that was important to them. And if they don't have something in it important to them, then it doesn't speak well of them. That's what this legislation is all about. It's the art of compromise.
But it also proved a turnoff for the only Senate Republican who'd voted for an earlier version of the health care bill. Maine's Olympia Snow says Reid did not deliver on the policy changes she needed to vote for the bill.
We were about crafting good policy, but in the meantime, they were negotiating sweetheart deals in the dark of night. Little did I know.
Senate Republicans don't have the votes to stop the health care bill, but they've made sweetheart deals their new refrain. Here's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday on the Senate floor.
Americans are outraged by the last-minute, closed-door sweetheart deals that were made to gain the slimmest margin for passage of a bill that is all about their health care.
Will cutting such deals hurt Reid, especially in Nevada, where he faces a tough re-election bid next year? University of Nevada political scientist Eric Herzig doesn't think so.
Harry Reid's the ultimate kind of power politician, the backroom deal maker, again, which is why many people don't like him. But at the end of the day, Harry Reid's about getting the deal done, getting things done in Washington, D.C., and, you know, sometimes that's not a pretty process.
It may not be pretty, but it helped Reid keep his promise to have a health care bill done by Christmas. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.